Hello, 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 everyone. This is Danny Nezvedarani, your host for Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in this week for, once again, Analog Archives. And last week was a rerun, but we are back, and because it was a rerun, I didn't get the chance to thank every single one of you that donated for Fund Drive towards this program. I don't actually have a list right here, but I think I can do this from memory in terms of every single person that donated towards the program. So without further ado, thank you to Zanita Pereira. Thank you to Aretha Pereira. Thank you to Celine Park. Thank you to Ray Nezvedarani. Thank you to Pedram Abraham and Saba Hassan. And thank you to Jesse Wentzloff for his generous contribution as well. And lastly, thank you to Sandra Lockwood for donating to Analog Archives. For those of who are longtime listeners, you know Sandra Lockwood as the focus of the 9th episode of this program, where we did a deep dive on her album, Shell, from 1994, and she was kind enough to actually come down here to the studio and talk about it, which was really, really amazing and lovely. That is in the CJSF.ca archives. If you have not heard that episode, go do it. And she also kindly donated as well. So thank you so much to Sandra Lockwood as well for all of that. All right. We have an episode to play for all of you for Analog Archives. This first one is a vinyl record that is completely transparent, which is really cool. Sorry about that. I was just picking up the paper here. And this is from a band called Yeti. And this is their album from 2002 called Things to Come. You know, looking into this band, it looks like they are some kind of progressive, experimental rock band from Fort Worth, Texas, that now go by the name of Pinkish Black. But when you go on their Bandcamp, the description is says essentially, one of the most interesting and far-thinking experimental duos currently active, Pinkish Black is a group that displays an unflinching capacity to dip their toes in all sorts of disparate musical markets, from doom metal and industrial to post-punk and no wave. No wave. Interesting. I wonder if they meant new wave. Unless no wave is a thing, I'm not aware of it. But regardless, this album is about 4 tracks, and each track is about 10 to 15 minutes. I'm only going to play the first track, and I thought it sounded really cool. It's some heavy stuff, but it goes a lot of places, and I had a lot of fun with it, so I hope you all do too. This is back when they were, again, going by the name Yeti, off of their album Things to Come. This track is titled Two Fingers. Now bear with me while I put this, while I put the needle on the wax.
Thank you.
once again, you're listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And once again, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Yeti with their album Things to Come. And the track you were just listening to was Two Fingers. Coming up next, for essentially the next hour, we got a handful of tapes, and I mean a literal handful of them. This first one is one that I found in the archives, in our bin of tapes. And it is titled List of Mrs. Arson, M Existential Quantifier. So I think the artist's name is List of Mrs. Arson. And I don't know what that means. But when I looked in the liner notes, I saw that this was marketed by Spiral Records, which is an old record label in Vancouver that I don't believe is still around. But they produced and put out records such as Emily Farina's tape, which I played on the very first episode of Analog Archives. So when I found another tape that we had from Spiral Records, I was like, okay, well, I got to check this out. And I'm really, really intrigued. The liner notes here say, all songs by List of Mrs. Arson, Dance and Maria made with Yummy Brain, produced by Russell, someone wrote over this, Wallace, Terry Podoluck. List of Mrs. Arson, engineered by Terry Podoluck, recorded at Dead Beats Studios, thanks, 1992. I am mega curious about this, and I hope you all are too, because I'm about to play it. Let's see where this goes. I said let's see where this goes, but the record player is making, or the tape player is making an interesting sound. That is all I'll say. So let's see. Let's again see where this goes. You know, I gotta be honest. I don't think that's what that is supposed to sound like. I don't know if you can hear that, but let's keep going forward. You know, I recently did an episode on failures, by the way. Do you all know that? If you listen to Fun Drive, you know that I actually did a whole episode on times where I failed live on air. And I guess we got to add one more to the compilation because, wow, that's not sounding good. All right. While I learn how to fix this, let's go back to Yeti with Things to Come and keep listening to that record. There was some good stuff going on there. All right. I'll be back. Once again, you're listening to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back. Okay, and we are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You were just listening to Yeti with Interstellar Biplane. We are back now, and I believe the tape player is working as it should. So this first track off of this List of Mrs. Arson tape is called M Existential Quantifier. I'm very excited to play it. No, wait, the album's called M. See, I'm already thrown off, guys. You know, a tape player goes messing up and you lose all your words. That's classic saying. And this first track is Dance Sudbanoff. And I didn't know what Sudbanoff is. I'm definitely not saying it right because it's a German word and it's the name of a subway station, I think, in Frankfurt. So let's see what that's about.
Oh,
Once again, this is Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to List of Mrs. Arson with M. Existential Quantifier. Once again, that was a cassette tape by the name of M. Existential Quantifier by List of Mrs. Arson, coming all the way from Vancouver in 1992. Not a lot of other info to go off of, but maybe I can find some of these names that were involved before. Lots of references to dancing. In fact, that was basically like the only lyric I was hearing. Also something about not being able to hear the bass. Good stuff, though. I was really into that, and I hope all of you were, too. I have to shout out one of our generous supporters and also programming coordinator here at CJSF, Jesse Wentzloff, who texted in to say that no wave is actually a genre of noise slash experimental rock music. That was something that I had never heard of. I thought that maybe they were talking about new wave, but no, no wave is its own distinct genre. Thank you so much for clearing that up. I didn't know that. I don't know everything. And if there are any other things you want to talk about or text about, you can text us at 778-782-2573, and I'm going to see it, and I'm going to respond. So 778-782-2573. Thank you. And we're going to be switching gears here with another cassette tape. Let me grab this one.